We're starting from Yud Tesh Lamed Aleph at the bottom. Omer Ula. Bo minem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, mahu lahatu machdin v'chignorios v'rosho shorisho. The case is where you have a mikveh that has exactly a 40 saw, and one person went down and was tovo, and he came out of the mikveh, but his foot is still in the mikveh. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that all the water on his body is considered connected to the mikveh. So does that make the mikveh kosher? Right, so a second person can go in and be tovel as long as the first one has his foot in the mikveh. And again, this is only for the Rabbanan kinds of tefillas. Or how about, does it make the person a mikveh? So the water in his head is connected to the mikveh, and it's all one big mikveh, and therefore you can be tovel pins or whatever in his hair. Good achis Israel Rabbi Yehuda, good asik Leslie, maybe only holds that the water on his body is considered like it's down in the mikveh. But the water in the mikveh is not considered like it's up in his body. Good achis, we say more than we say good asik. Good achis means something that extends down is like it extends completely down. And good asik is something that extends up is like it extends completely up. Well, Dilma, good asik, no miyisli. That's the shayla. The Tosis points out, l'chora, this is a katafras. Shmuel asked the question last week, right? But we said, no, there's a difference between this and a katafras. The katafras is where the water in the top thing will never stop, keeps going. It'll go into the mikveh and keep going. But here, all the water on the person's body is going to end up stopping and ending up in the mikveh. It's going to eventually drain down. That kind of case, Tosfos says, we do say a katafras is a chibur. We'll see in another case we say it also. Amarle tenisua. So he said it's a mishnah. Shalosh gamimios benachal ha'elyona. If you have three holes in a mountain, what's it called? Three receptacles. Ha'elyona atachtona v'emtzoi. There's an upper one, a middle one, and a bottom one. Ha'elyona v'atachtona shel esrim saw. The top one and the bottom one have 20 saw of water. V'emtzoi shel arboim saw. And the middle one has a 40 saw. It's a full mikveh. The chardlish shel kshamim overis beinayim. And there is a water of rainwater that's flowing between them, from the top through to the middle to the bottom. So it connects them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Hoya Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, my friend Meir used to say, Matbil Be'elyona, you're allowed to be tovo in the top mikveh, because the rainwater connects the full mikveh with the 20 saw above and makes it a full mikveh. Tosa says, even though normally a chardlis or a katafris would not be a chibur, that's where you want to make a complete mikveh out of two half mikvehs. But if you have a whole mikveh and you want to extend that to another half mikveh to make that kosher, that a katafris can do. So there's two conditions when a katafris is a chibur. One is if all the water of the katafris will end up staying in the bottom thing. And the second one is where you have a full mikveh and you want to connect a partial mikveh to the full mikveh to make the partial mikveh kosher, a katafras also help. When doesn't it help? When you have like two half mikvehs and you have a waterfall connecting them. And the waterfall is not going to go into the bottom mikveh and stay there. It's going to continue on after that. Then it's not a chibur. Okay. So Meir Hoya Omer, Matbil Be'elyona. Ay V'hatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Right, so one says, mashma, what's it called, that even in the top one, you say good asik, surely in the bottom one, right, because good achis, you say even more than good asik, right, so therefore, what's it called, you see from over here, Rashi Rashi, Varosho Sharisha, Bodham Amayim, Gamamios, Gumos, Holes, Benachal, Shipule Horim, Shikorin, whatever it is, V'chein Nachal Esa, Nachal Arnon, right, these are, holes in the mountain that have water in them, and there's a waterfall or whatever that goes between them, water flowing between them. Tachton el yorim tsoi shenachol madrom mishupahu, and it's on an incline. Overes beneim echabrosan, and the water that's flowing connects the three the three holes of water. Okay. So Hachi Garshina, Meir Haya Omer, Madvilim Belyon, the Logarshina Mechlaud Rabbi Yehuda, Vachi Perusha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Haya Omer, Madvilim Belyon. Rabbi Yehuda reported that Rabbi Meir held that you can even be Tovel in the top one. The Omar Gudashik, because you consider the water of the middle one connected to the top one. Esmei Antziosul Amala, Aldechard Lishokshomim, Mahachshir Salyonim. The Choshkein Madvilim Betachon, surely you can be Tovel in the bottom one, because the water flowing from the middle one to the bottom one connects them. The kivan disle good asik, koshkein disle good achis. If you hold good asik, you surely hold good achis. Umet lok toni vanichol, they can love, lomar kach bekach, shema minod, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir spirole. And since Rabbi Yehuda didn't say, I argue on him, he just reports what Rabbi Meir said, obviously he agrees with it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds good asik, and the water in the mikveh can be connected to upwards to the guy's head, and you could be tovel the pins in his hair. Mara says, Vahatanya, so the Mara says, that's not true. There's another price, and it says not like that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir Haya Omer Madbil Belyona, Va'ani Omer B'tachtona V'lo Belyona. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds clearly that you don't say Gudasik, you only say Gudachis. He said, Rabbi Meir said you can be tovel even in the top one. But I hold you can only be tovel in the bottom one because you say good achis but not good asik. Amar lei tanya tanya. If there's such a price, I didn't know it. There's such a price, then you're right. Then Rabbi Yehuda Tako doesn't hold like that. V'hot tanya Rashi decholik olav that he argues on it. V'achi garsina meir ha'yo omer matbilin belyona v'ani omer betachtona v'lo belyona. I'm a polygale. Amar lehu itanya behedya decholik in tanya. V'neilech acharel. Let's follow the price. I didn't know this price. The chos ranibi. And I regret, I retract what I said before. Rashi had a different girsa in the Gemara, which he doesn't, the girsa we have is the girsa that Rashi says is the right girsa. But whatever the other girsa was, Rashi says I can't figure out how to make it work out. Okay. The Gemara says, Hatova lechulin v'hugzik lechulin. If a person was tovel for chulin and he had kavana for chulin, then he's not okay for truma. So money masnisan, what's it called? And he's not okay for meiser. Money masnisan, rabbanan he. The Mishnah goes like the rabbanan. The shani lehu ben chulin meiser. That chulin and meiser have a different madrega. That if what's good for chulin is not good for meiser. Right? That because it says that if you had kavana for chulin, it doesn't help for meiser. So obviously chulin and meiser are two different madregas. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Big day Amhoris Medris Leprushim. Big day Prushim Medris Lochle Truma. Right? Big day Amhoris are considered Tomei Medris for Prushim. Prushim were people who eat their Chulin Betara. So that's Chulin. And Big day Prushim, Chulin is Medris Lochle Truma. But it skips Meiser. Doesn't say anything about people who eat Meiser. Meiser is Chulin and Meiser on the same Madrega. Esen Rav Meir, Domer Chulin and Meiser Kadodi Dinu. That goes like Rav Meir, who says that Meiser and Chulin are equal. There's no separate Madrega for Meiser. Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer of Meir. The Reisha is like the Rabbanan, that Chulin and Meiser are different Madrega. And the Sefer is like Rav Meir, who holds that Chulin and Meiser are the same. So Mar says, yeah, in Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer of Meir. In a Chanam, you have to learn like that. The Mishnah is two different Mandi Omrim. The Reisha goes like the Rabbanan, the Sefer goes like Rav Meir. Rav Acha bar Ada, Masni lo b'seifa, and Rav Acha bar Ada had a different girsa in the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah can come out like the whole thing like the Rabbanan. Chomesh malos, that he had in the seifa five malos. Not, he didn't skip Meiser, but he had big day prushim medris le Meiser, and then big day ochle Meiser medris le truma. So he added one more madrega instead of four or five, and that goes like the Rabbanan. Moki lakula karabonin. Okay. Omar, okay. Let's leave for tomorrow. But the, see Rashi. Rabbonin he, the pligia later of mayor, bechol haton bias mai midivre sokrin, basru the meiser. Rabbonin argue a mayor, whatever mid rabbonin, you need, what's it called, tvila, midivre sokrin, you can't eat meiser if you're tame that too mid rabbonin. And that's what the Rabbanan hold. And Rabbeir holds, you could eat Meiser. Meiser, any tumah the Rabbanan, you could eat Meiser. Medrash Lofay Truma, Velo Amr Medrash Lemaiser. Seifa skips Meiser and speaks about Chulin and then Truma. Vaistois Chulin and Meiser are the same. Chamesh Malos, Prushim Va'ochle Meiser, Va'ochle Truma, Va'ochle Kodesh Bechatas. And Rav Acha Bar Ada had a different gears in the Mishnah, and he had five milas, first Prushim, then Ochle Meiser, then Ochle Truma, unlike what we have in the Mishnah, Prushim, and then Ochle Truma. Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh, we're going to get it yet, okay? Okay, let's go then. Omer of Amari, Shema Minoa Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh Kekodesh Damu. From here you see that Chulin, that were a person deals with his chulin as if they're kodesh. There are people who were makpid to eat their chulin as if they were kodesh. So what status does that have? Does that have a status of kodesh? Because since they consider it as if it's kodesh, it becomes like that, and therefore we treat it as if it was kodesh, and therefore it can make a revi, like the, even though it's chulin. But midrabanan, it's an extra chumrah that this chulin now will be treated like kodesh, and you could have a revi, but in this chulin, right? In other words, normally by chulin there's only a sheni, and that's it. And by truma you could have a shlishi, and that becomes pasul. And by kodesh the revi is pasul, and a shlishi makes other things tummy. So now somebody who considers his chulin like kodesh will have the chumrah of a revi by chulin. Or maybe not. So the Gemara says, you see from this Mishnah that Chul and Shanasa Taras HaKodesh Kekodesh Tami. My, how come? How do you know that? Midlok Tani Bu Maila, because it doesn't say a separate Maila. It says Chul and Aprushim. It should have said an extra Maila that Chul and Altaras HaKodesh is a separate Maila. So the Gemara doesn't say that. But he says that Chul and Altaras HaKodesh, even though the person treats it like Kodesh, it doesn't become like Kodesh to get this Chumrah. He treats it like Kodesh, but it won't become Tomei more than a Sheni. Rashi. Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh. Odom HaRogil Lechol Kodshim. Nekabalo of Lechol Chulov B'Taras HaKodesh. A person who normally eats Korbanos. Right? Either he's a Kohen or he's a Yisrael who brings a lot of Korbanos. So he likes to bring a lot of Shlomim and Nedorim or whatever. So he wants to make sure that he eats the Kodesh properly. So he decides to eat all of his chulin with the same chumras as if it would be kodesh. Kedeshiu b'nei beso zehiru b'kiyim b'taras hakodesh. In order that his family should be careful with the kodesh, he makes a chumra on himself that he eats all his chulin as if they're kodesh. So that what's the status of that? Is it in fact become like kodesh and we treat it like kodesh or no? Right, he imagines it's like that, but it doesn't give it any special dinim. Midlok tani b'mayla lomar big day prushim ha'ochlin chuleim b'taris chulin nedris la'ochle chuleim b'taris hakodesh. But I should have said it's another mayla. There's people who eat their chulin b'tahara, and then there are people who eat their chulin as if they're kodesh. So it should make that the begodim of the people who eat their chulin b'tahara is nedris, is tamei legabi the person who eats his chulin b'kodesh. It doesn't say that, right? Shema mino bichlal kodesh heim v'ha tana le kodesh. One second, what's it from here? That what's it called? Yeah, no, that what's it called? It's the opposite. That from here we see that it is like kodesh, and therefore it's included in the mile of kodesh. Right? There's two kinds of kodesh: one that's actual kodeshim, and one that is kodeshim that a person makes it like kodeshim, and that's why it didn't say a separate mile. But if Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKodesh is not mamish like Kodesh, then it should be somewhere in between. So it should be more than Chulin B'Tahara, but less than Truma, or less than Kodesh, or whatever, there should be an extra Mila. Since it doesn't say an extra Mila, it goes directly into the Mila of Kodesh, and therefore, what's it called, it's not mentioned.